Water carries everything away. 1. On a trail passing in dust to the long slope below, I reach for a rock the size of my fist and press it between my hands to smash it into grit, and then open my arms to the conveyance of wind. But its crystalline bonds will not crush. Even my boot cannot make a chip. I leave it, this thing of no importance, the dead composition of dead stars brought to my eye by frost and rain. But when my skull tears like paper and my teeth split as easily as wafers, that rock will exist, immobile, vacant, in the continuing presence of animals and light. 2. You must be a patient god to watch mountains rise, pushing up an inch a year into the ferocity of weather, into the lifting, abrading eternity of rock. You must be a patient god to see mountains fall, cracking open an inch a year, loosened, worn, tumbled down streams swollen by winter rain and snowmelt, to the placid deltas where they become worlds of life, of flying things and herds and deep-set eyes waiting for the moment to mix blood with water and add flesh and bone to the mix upon which we live. These worlds pulse and die, and to the god they sound like a choir singing in polyphony, the melodies ascending and subsiding in the violence becoming beautiful so far away. 3. How long does it take to twist a granite scarp like a bundle of straw, to fold strata into plunging waves, sprays, into immobile, forever in flux currents? Walk to its face and trace one corkscrew curve. Rest in the presence of that rock, all of us, the builders of machines that curve through deep space, are less than a shadow, ephemeral as a single breath exhaled on a cold night. 4. Imagine rock withering easily as jumbles of snow in box store parking lots. Under a morning after blue sky, plows perform uplift, packing 20 feet of a mountain white as an Easter vestment. As only day passes to day, your eyes can measure its declivities, the crevassing of its slopes, the daily grain in diminution of its power. Water carries everything away. 5. At Checkerboard Mesa, rock becomes quartz, becomes sand, now caught by wind, becoming ergs, Sahara vast, alive in their motion north to south, and thus desert tales hold forever, but not for the god, calm sunlight, who sees the warm seas return to overwhelm the dunes, and let drop atom by atom, mud, shell, carcass, until the sand becomes its new eternity as stone waiting for the seas to retreat, for the wind to banish the capstone, and for Mesa to arrive. Slopes of sandstone dunes appear in droves, as if they might still follow wind to proclaim the supremacy of time and water that carries everything away. 6. You are no god, but live in this simmering hour to climb curves and narrow wasted ridges and pass through slot canyons where your sweat dries in its cool cut space, where your hand might brush along the walls and sand older than continents weep from seams collected from ancient seas. 7. Two thrushes call to each other, their notes a fragrance, a mist gone, returning, their songs tenuous, inconstant, found and lost, drawing breath in the light absolving west.